One, we're making our way into May, and Kim, so what's the market offering right now for 22 harvest delivery for corn, beans, and wheat?
Well, if you look at wheat, Pond Creek, Parrington area, $11.50. Snyder, Altus, Southern Oklahoma, $11. If you're looking at corn, Northern Oklahoma, Pond Creek, $7.07. Parrington, Panhandle area, $7.77. And soybeans, Northern Oklahoma, right around $14. And Parrington, Panhandle area, around $13.60.
So why are prices so high?
Well, prices are high because stocks are relatively tight. Let's start with wheat. You look at the five-year average world stocks to use ratio, it's about 38%. It's projected to be 35%. Not only a 3% drop, but remember, we're producing 28 billion bushels of wheat a year in the world, and 3% is a lot of wheat. You look at the United States, our five-year average stocks to use ratio, 50%. It's projected to be down around 36%. You look at the major exporters, that's US, Canada, Australia, Argentina, Russia, Ukraine. Five-year average is 20%, 18% is what's projected. If you look at the Black Sea area, their average is 11%, and it's projected to be 16%. So there's a lot of wheat tied up in Russia and Ukraine that hasn't got out in the export market, and that will sometime down the future come out. If you look at corn, the world, about 29% on a five-year average stocks to use ratio, projected to be 26%, 48 billion bushels of corn production. So that's a lot of corn. United States, 13.5%, five-year average, projected to be 9.6. Corn stocks in the U.S. are tight. Brazil, five-year average, 8.2%, projected to be 4.4, tight. Argentina, 7% five-year average, 2.2%. Tight. But you go Ukraine, the average five-year average stocks to use ratio for corn is 4.3%, and they're projected to have 18%. It's not getting out of the Ukraine, and so that corn's tied up there.
What about beans?
Well, if you look at soybeans, the world, right at 30% for a five-year average, down to 25. So tight soybeans around the world. United States, 12%, expected to be 6%. Tight beans in the U.S. Brazil, their five-year average is right at 25%, projected to be down to 16. So you've got tight soybeans everywhere around the world.
So using that crystal ball, what do these numbers tell you, and what is your advice to producers?
Well, I think what producers are wanting to know is how long these high prices are going to last. And you look at wheat especially, I don't think you can fill the void for wheat. Even if you do get that wheat out of the Black Sea area, now if it starts coming out of exports in Ukraine and Russia, our wheat prices are going to go down a little bit. But you're looking at strong wheat prices for the next 2 years, I believe, maybe three, but at least two. You look at corn, I think it's close to the same situation. I mean, stocks are so tight with high nitrogen prices, fertilizer prices, fuel prices, a shortage of equipment. I think you're looking again another 2 years or so, maybe three, before you can get that supply built up to bring these prices down some. And soybeans is the tightest one of them all. But we've got more acres of beans this year. They use less nitrogen, so they could come down a little faster than the wheat or the corn.
All righty, Kim. Dr. Kim Anderson, grain marketing specialist here at Oklahoma State University.